WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief at the Vatican.
Una Pasqua.
The Pope has delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes was among the faithful in St. Peter's Square.
He has indeed come to see them and also to give a very, very short message. He just said, "Dear brothers and sisters, happy Easter." You could hear that his voice was very thin, very weak.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's declared a 30-hour Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Kremlin critics would call this ceasefire PR. They would argue that this is an attempt to do the minimum to persuade President Trump that Russia is serious about peace.
In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that ceasefire. Across the U.S. yesterday, thousands joined anti-Trump protests.
Federally funded programs that are being disappeared by the government, they're being cut, people are losing their jobs right now, people are concerned about their immigrant family members.
CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tribal turnout set new records in our state Supreme Court election. Judith Ruiz Branch has the story.
The Menominee reservation turnout increased by more than 80% from the spring 2023 election. Both the Red Cliff and Bad River bands of Lake Superior Chippewa saw turnout jump more than 60%, according to Wisconsin Conservation Voices. The group works with tribal communities through its Wisconsin Native Vote program. Organizer Maria Haskins says listening sessions, roundtables, and regional dinners have been crucial in building relationships and getting people to the polls.
With people seeing their peers being more active in the polls and becoming more informed about a lot of these issues is what is really motivating them to go out and cast their ballot, because I think that people are realizing their vote is their voice.
Haskins says communities shared concerns at these events about issues like the opioid epidemic, which is severely affecting tribal communities, while drawing the connections of voting to their goal of tribal sovereignty. The Menominee community has seen some of the most dramatic jumps in voter turnout. In 2023, community voting increased by 75% and has seen a 220% increase since 2019. Haskins says she believes the influx reflects the increased tribes are also seeing in representation, with more Native Americans running for office.
Our people deserve to have a voice in what is happening, and we deserve to have the ability to be involved.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports NBA playoffs.
The Bucks essentially blown out by the Pacers in Indy. Game one, the final 117-98. The Pacers were up by 24 points in the fourth quarter. After the game, Doc Rivers did not mince his words.
I thought our offense was awful. I thought our offense contributed as much to our defense as anything. We just didn't play the way we played during the stretch offensively. And I thought we had a lot of missed shots, which allowed them to have a lot of breakouts. We had our mistakes defensively, too. They were shooting 60%.
Game two is Tuesday night. Baseball. Brewers losing to the A's 3-1. Despite the loss, manager Pat Murphy asked if he thought right-hand pitcher Chad Patrick is gaining confidence as a starter.
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam. Yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 30s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, some showers possible in the afternoon and evening, high upper 50s. Still some rain around Monday morning. Clearing out for Monday afternoon, a high in the low 50s.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner.
Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
The music of the show. The music of the stars is on the air. Happy Easter! Music of Hollywood. And the stories behind them next.
I'm in right, it's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
All night long he calls her Snooky Oakums, Snooky Oakums.
Fiddle up on your violin, lay right on it, rest your chin upon it. Doggone, you better begin and play an overture upon your violin.
When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama,
Alabama, Alabama.
I'm just a fella with an umbrella.
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through.
A girl I love is on a magazine cover.
Irving Berlin, all of that. It was a classic. Well, destined to be from the beginning. That's the only picture starring both Judy and that song was the standard, actually, way before 1933. But there's a lot of problems with that picture, and I thought I'd get into that. That song, by the way, was a reject. That's not even the original title. It's Smile and Show Your Dimple, 1918. And they filed it away. It was a flop. And then 15 years later, a new title, new lyrics, From Broadway as Thousands Cheer. Marilyn Miller, Clifton Webb led the company with In Your Easter Bonnet, and now it's a holiday anthem. Then Irving Berlin said, let's do a movie. MGM. But not that, it was 20th Century Fox. Irving is quite a businessman, you know. He said, I want a fee not only for the song, but I want some of your profits. 20th said, wait a minute. MGM said, no problem. Louis B. Mayer said, buy it. Arthur Freed, said, this guy's going to want more money than we've ever paid anybody. Mayer said, buy it. He got about $600,000 for that picture. But then he said, oh, I don't know, I'll pay a lot of taxes on that. So Adolph Green said, you know what, Irving, why don't you spread out the payments? Take $1 a year for 600,000 years. Here's the story of Easter Parade. I'm Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. Welcome to all our Civic Media Radio Network affiliates. Hayward, WBZH, 910 AM, 96.9 FM. Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Here's a touch.
right. Happy Easter to you.
I think that is lovely, and maybe you think so too.
I do.
Wrap it up for the chap with a very happy Easter to you.
One of the ladies who sang there is Luli Jean Norman, who did the lyrics for Star Trek.
An electric train and a teddy bear for my girl, a kitty for my pretty, a castle for my love. Jean, what a brother, if that's a drum, that's for me. I'm drum crazy, yes, I'm drum crazy, yes, I'm plum crazy for drums. I've got drumsticks full of hot licks and a roll, loaded with soul, under control. First soft violins, then sweet saxophones, then blue clarinets croon. When it's my turn, I turn into a loon. When the drum takes the melody, when the drum carries a tune.
I'm Ben Mankiewicz. Happy Easter from all of us here at TCN. Easter falls on day 4 of 31 Days of Oscar. This year, we're presenting our Oscar-winning and nominated movies alphabetically. And fittingly, on Easter night, we've hit the E's. Up next, an even more timely fit from MGM in 1948, Fred Astaire and Judy Garland sing and dance to a score of Irving Berlin hits in Easter Parade. Astaire plays a successful performer dumped by his longtime dance partner right before Easter. Only partially deterred, he does what any determined dancer would do. He finds a new partner, a chorus girl, played by Garland, and vows he can turn her into a star before the following Easter. Initially, Easter Parade was set to re-team Garland with Gene Kelly. They had co-starred earlier in 1948 in MGM's The Pirate, but just before shooting began, Kelly broke his ankle. It's funny, he broke it either playing baseball, softball, or volleyball, depends on. Studio had no choice but to replace him. Kelly recommended Fred Astaire make everybody happy, but Astaire, who turned 49 years old in 1948, had retired a few years earlier. Astaire was eager to work with Garland. He was leery about taking a role originally meant for Kelly. So before he accepted, Fred Astaire called Gene Kelly, and he asked three questions. Will this hurt your career? Do you think I can learn the dances? And is there any chance you could do the picture? Kelly answered no, yes, and no, assuring Astaire that the only way Easter Parade would happen was if Astaire took his place. Astaire went back to work and then continued to remain unretired for another three decades. Easter Parade marks the only time Garland and Astaire ever danced together on screen. This is also the MGM debut of tap dancer Ann Miller, who'd been under contract to RKO and Columbia. You'll never know from watching, but during production on Easter Parade, Miller was recovering from a serious back injury. From MGM in 1948, directed by Charles Walters, also with Peter Lawford, here's the winner of the Oscar for Best Original Musical Score, Easter Parade.
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else do the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear? Only with you. Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything could happen, that only happens with you.
Quite a story about this song. Judy Garland had to put this in the picture. They were posing for the early publicity. She said that the photographer asked me to stand in a dancing position. I goes, yeah, maybe this will inspire one of the new songs. And Irving was there and he said, yeah, maybe. And then as Judy was leaving, Irving Berlin slipped a little piece of paper into her hand saying, don't show this to anybody yet. And she walked away from the studio and opened it up and looked at it, and she read the words from Irving, "It only happens when I dance with you." Well, you know, Fred sang the song, but Judy, she goes, "I've always considered that my very own beloved melody." Well, it was a big problem, 1947. The first snag was on September the 18th. Vincente Minnelli got fired as director. Now, Judy and Vincente weren't getting along. She goes, "If we keep doing pictures one after the other, it'll be detrimental to our married relationship." Well, they didn't agree on all these professional concepts. We know that now. So then came Chuck Walters. He had directed his first picture, Good News, the year earlier. And he worked with her as a dance director, and sometime he'd dance with her on screen. Been doing that for 5 years. So all of a sudden, Arthur Freed, this piece, said he was speechless. But he said, "The script is no good." So let me call in somebody else to rewrite it. Sidney Sheldon. He was a kid, Hollywood writing. See, the picture was starring originally Gene Kelly, and he was portrayed as an obnoxious guy. Self-involved, manipulative. And then came more problems. Sid Charisse was hired, and Peter Lawford not to sing, though. Red Skelton was supposed to be in. He wasn't. Then they had a dance sequence. Charisse tore the ligaments in her knee and put her in a hospital. She was expected to be out of business for several months.
Ever saw such a lovely gal? Happy Easter, happy Easter. Where, oh, where did you get her, pal? Happy Easter. Happy Easter, my old...
hit, she'll be on the well-known avenue. Me, oh my, you're a lucky guy. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter to you.
That's Everybody's Doing It, 1918, from Easter Parade.
I was born in Michigan, and I wish and wish again that I was back in the town where I was born. There's a farm in Michigan, I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the field of waving corn. A lonesome soul am I. Here's the reason why. I want to go back. I want to go back. I want to go back to the farm, far away from home. With the milk pail on my arm, I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city's very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. Why, I wish again that I was in Michigan, down on the farm. I want to go back, I want to go back, I want to go back to that old farm. Far away from home, with a milk pail on my arm. The rooster, that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. I think your great big city is very pretty. Nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan. Down on the farm.
Then something else happened. Gene Kelly, he was supposed to be in Easter Parade. He was rehearsing over and over for a month, and then on Columbus Day, broke his ankle. He was doing something with some people out on the street. Some people say he was doing volleyball, maybe touch football, even softball. But he lied to Louis B. Mayer. He said, no, I was rehearsing a dance step, because I don't think he would respond too well to the truth. So Gene told Louis B. Mayer, why don't you give Fred Astaire a call? Well, they were in a panic. Gene Cully said, Fred called me back. You sure you don't want to do this picture? It's a good picture, I said. Fred, you'll be doing me a favor because they think I'm a bum. Mayor thinks I broke my leg on purpose. Please do it. Well, he figured the style was different and all the routines that had been arranged, it wouldn't suit him too well. I said, you can rearrange him. Well, Fred was anxious to get back to work. He had been bored because 2 years earlier he had retired. But then he thought, hey, I'm doing a picture with Judy Garland. He said, you know, I'm 48. I don't know if it works with Garland. What is she, 25? They said, forget it. It's going to be fine. In fact, they didn't have to change the routines too much at all. Very little. He said, we got to get Ann Miller in there, too. Ann Miller had just had a miscarriage. And she had fallen, had back injuries. That life is not easy. And hey, to do a picture with Fred Astaire, that's every dancing girl's dream. So, yeah. She's almost 5'7", really too tall for Fred. But he said, yeah, but you wear ballet shoes. That'll take up the slack. Not from the movie, but the song is. This is Julie Andrews.
Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. Everybody's doing it, doing it, doing it. See that ragtime couple over there. Watch them throw their shoulders in the air. Snap their fingers, honey, I declare. It's a bear, it's a bear. Shoulders in the air, snap their fingers, honey, I declare, it's a bear, there, everybody's doing it, everybody's doing it, now ain't that music touching your heart, hear that trombone busting apart, come, 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 let us start, everybody's Everybody's doing it. Everybody's
doing it now. Of Easter Parade. And the music with their wit. Some of this is a bit rare. She was really afraid of Fred. Not personally, but said the guy had a reputation for perfectionism. And she said, they say with Fred, you practice 8 hours a day. If you sit down, he hates you. If you collapse, he pulls you up by the hair, drapes you over his arm, waltzes you around again. Well, he dead or alive? She goes, I'm really petrified. But then, when practice began, she goes, nobody could have been more considerate than Fred, and And the nicer he was, the more Judy knocked herself out. He said, sit down, rest, take it easy. She goes, I'm not tired. And one day she confronted him, said, Fred, where's that whip you're supposed to crack all the time? Esther smiled. You know, Judy, I never cracked it over anybody but myself. Music at the Star. Good morning, La Crosse, WLCX. Berlin music from Easter Parade and the stories behind it. Judy Garland could absorb any musical routine just hearing it one time. One time Fred said, Judy's great. I go through these very intricate dance steps. She's go through them again. She picks it up quickly, and that's the only instruction she ever needs. She wasn't primarily a dancer, of course, but she was the best of her type. Thank you. That's a funny song called Beautiful Faces Need Beautiful Clothes. Now, I want to tell you a funny story from that. Arthur Freed always had a bad habit. He had a pocket full of coins, and the hand was always in his pockets, and he would stand near the mics. When Judy and Fred were singing, you could hear these coins jingling in his pocket. Well, nobody knew what to say to the guy. He was the boss, the producer. So he said, aren't they great, these two guys? Oh, they're wonderful. And then he said, how about that? Well, Irving Berlin was right there. That's who he's talking to. And he said, I want to say something. And Arthur said, don't say a word. So then Berlin joined in slapping his knee, and that happened a bunch of times. And when it was done, he said, okay, let's hear it. And they had the playback, and all you could hear were these, be quiet, quiet, quiet. And then that slap on the knee. Judy and Fred heard that, and they thought they were going to fall off their chairs. They were laughing so hard. Music from Easter Parade. This is the dog act scene. Thank you.
MGM composers and arrangers Johnny Green and Roger Edens adapted the score from a set of songs penned by Irving Berlin, most of which came from Berlin's vaudeville days. The whole idea for Easter Parade came about because Berlin wanted to take advantage of the wealth of songs he'd written earlier in his career. He developed the script for the film along with Albert Hackett and Francis Goodrich as he worked on another MGM film released the same year, The Pirate, also with Garland, and that one co-starred Gene Kelly. The Pirate also earned a nomination for Best Musical Score and was directed by Garland's husband, Vincent Minnelli.
Who am I? What's where I'm from? How I came? Doesn't matter, dear. Long as I am here, I'm just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with an umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, there's a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. For every fella, each fella with an umbrella, when skies of blue must turn into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, that's what they were meant to do. Maybe the break in the weather will turn into a break for you. And I'll help the fella with an umbrella, help him find the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with the fella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
There's a Bardo version. how's the story go, that final script? Judy's in love with Ann Miller, but Ann is in love with Peter Lawford. And Peter Lawford, well, he's in love with Judy. Some years later, Judy and Peter Lawford were interviewed. They recalled filming that encounter. It was the rainstorm, and they had the duet, Fella with an Umbrella. And what they did, they had tarpaulins in four city blocks on one of the back lots. Then they had piping under the tarpaulin. And that's what made the original shower. No, it wasn't on a real street. The music of the stars.
I love the piano, I love the piano. I love to hear somebody play upon a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear the long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me a P-I-A-N-O. Oh, 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 I love to stop right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand.
Take a break for now. The music of the stars continues. More stories. Irving Berlin's great music.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief at the Vatican. Easter greetings between the Pope,
Easter to you, Father,
and Vice President J.D. Vance.
I know you've not been feeling great, but it's good to see you in better health.
The Pope and the Vice President, a Catholic convert, have clashing views on the Trump administration's treatment of migrants, among other topics. Vatican officials have no comment on the brief meeting. The Pope later delivered his traditional Easter greeting from a wheelchair on the Vatican balcony. Russian President Vladimir Putin's declared a 30-hour Easter ceasefire in Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Russia's president wants the world to believe that he, The leader who ordered troops into Ukraine is serious now about ending hostilities.
But in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia's already violating that 30-hour ceasefire. After slamming Oklahoma yesterday, that big storm front is moving east.
Missouri and Arkansas, tornado threat, damaging wind threat, and large hail.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker. Local